putting the biscuit in the basket. Hockey This Morning on NHL Home Ice.
Arneal, he'll try to come up with it. He lost it now. He sends it up to a rush in Housley. Housley's got a breakaway going right in and goal. Shoots, he scores! Housley with the Sabres down by two players. Gets a short-handed goal and the Sabres take a 3-0 lead.
Welcome back to Hockey This Morning on NHL Home Ice. USA Hockey announcing just a couple of days ago that Phil Housley has been named the head coach of the 2013 U.S. National Junior Team heading to Russia for the World Junior Championship this year. And Phil Housley on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Phil.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me today.
Well, congratulations. This is nothing new for you other than the fact that it's the head coaching position. You've been at these tournaments a couple of times before, and both times the United States did medal. In your experience, you were there in the 2007 with Ron Rolson, in 2011 with Keith Alain, and now you're going to be the head man. How does that sort of translate to you, being the guy who's going to run this team?
Well, I think it's just a great opportunity. I'd like to thank USA Hockey. I just love the international competition as a player, and I enjoy it as a coach even more because it's the closest thing you can get to the action without playing. And, we've had some recent success at the World Junior National Tournament, winning two medals in the last 3 years, and I think it's a great opportunity for me and a challenge to hopefully get back up there on top.
Interesting. You talk about it being the closest you can get without actually being in the fray. You've been away from the game for a few years as far as playing goes. How much do you miss it?
Well, I don't really miss playing, especially how big the players are these days. But certainly watch the Stanley Cup Finals and watching Dustin Brown raise that Stanley Cup really gives me tangles down my spine. But I don't really miss it. I'm involved in the game, whether it's been with USA Hockey, and I coach high school hockey here in Stillwater, Minnesota. So, I still am very, very passionate about this game. I've created some lifelong friends, some great relationships, and hopefully I can continue to do that.
Phil, you had a stellar career over a long period of time, almost 1,500 regular season games in the National Hockey League, known primarily as an offensive defenseman, but you could play both styles of defense. When you were playing all those years with Buffalo or Winnipeg or whoever you were with, did you at any point envision being a head coach? I ask this of guys who go on to be, because a lot of guys, I'm surprised, laugh and say, no, I never had any idea I was going to be a head coach. Not that they gave the coach problems or something, but they were too concentrated on their career. Some guys would say, yeah, in the back of my mind, I like the X and O's aspect of the game. What about yourself?
Well, I have to agree with your first statement that, when you're playing, you're totally in your world and you're focusing on your game. And, that just seems a long ways away to be a coach, but I always really like the technical and tactical part of the game and the new ideas that have come in throughout the year by playing days. And I got to tell you a story. When I was thinking about retirement in 2003, Lou Barrow, the U18 and development team program in Ann Arbor was going over to Switzerland, and he asked me to be a coach. They were in transition about naming a new head coach for the U18 team. And once I got over there and I was behind the bench and being able to react with these young men, I really, really fell in love with it. And I was very fortunate enough the next year in 2004, I was able to get the Stillwater High School job. And, then it just sort of went took off from there. And that's really, I said, geez, I really like this. I want to do this because it can keep me close to the game. You can learn new things about the game because there's always things evolving in hockey. And then it just went off from there. And I because you could stay close and in the game. I was very passionate. And I really enjoy what I'm doing right now.
It's Hockey This Morning on NHL Home Ice, and Phil Housley, the new head coach of the U.S.'s World Junior Team entry, is with us. They'll be in Russia beginning in December this year. And Phil, the other day, Mick and I were talking about players who play for a couple of different teams in their career, and yet they're identified with one team more than another. For you, I mean, playing most of your career with the Buffalo Sabres, and then having the experience in Winnipeg. I mean, with the Jets coming back this year, we certainly saw a lot of Phil Housley video out there, and the folks with the memories of you playing for the Jets. But predominantly, when people meet you, do they identify you as a Sabre?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I spent my first 8 years there. You know, the Seymour, Norty Knox, the owners at the time, and Scotty Bowman, you know, took a chance on me as a high school kid. Probably weighed about $170 soaking wet, but was able to really, jump from high school into the pros, and gave me a great opportunity. And then the players there, just to name a few, Lindy Ruff, Larry Playfair, Mike Ramsey, Mike Foligno. These type of players, Gilbert Perreault, the leaders on that team, really made me feel comfortable, and I owe a lot to them because, you know, being a kid from 18 years old, going to a new city, getting a one-bedroom apartment, living by yourself, they really brought me along and taught me what it was to be a pro, and I owe a lot to that organization. But certainly the next move to Winnipeg, you talk about having a tight team in a small market. You might remember these guys, Timo Solani, Alexei Zamnoff, and Keith Tkachuk. They were all rookies of at that time, and that was our first unit on the power play, and I really enjoyed playing with those guys because they were highly skilled, and we had a lot of fun in Winnipeg.
You spoke of being 18 with the Buffalo Sabres in 82-83. Phil, as your experiences as a defenseman, drafted high there, sixth overall in the 82 draft, no minor league experience, right into the NHL and that great career. How has it changed when you look at young guys now? Are they more prepared, more media savvy? Is there more maturity? Is there the physicality is better? I know the training has come a long way in 30 years. Phil Housley, when he's 18, stepping into the league now, how different would that have been from back in 1982?
Well, definitely you'd have to come prepared. I mean, the kids now, they're very well coached growing up in their youth organizations. And then they reach that 16 to 18 years old where they're really getting polished and they have a little bit of a picture of where they fit in as far as they're extending their playing career. But certainly the guys are more well prepared. You know, when I was coming in 82, 83, it was shocking because some of the guys were coming to camp to get in shape. Now guys are prepared. They're about 90% because you still want to see that improvement in training camp and you want to continue to improve your conditioning. But certainly these guys are ready to go. They're well polished. They have to go through a lot of interview process. And certainly these guys are much more well prepared than we were at that age.
Phil Housley, our guest on Hockey This Morning on NHL Home Ice, getting set to coach the U.S.'s entry at the World Junior Championship in Russia this year. And Phil, when I look over the list of coaches that you've played for, you mentioned Scotty Bowman. You also played for Rick Dudley. You played for Brian Sutter a couple of times. Now that you're entrenched here as a coach, you've been coaching high school now for 8 years. You've got the experience internationally. Is there somebody that you patterned yourself after as far as your coaching style, things that you picked up along the line, or was there one guy in particular, or did you just sort of take notes along the way of all the guys and take the best of each?
Well, you try to steal a little thing from everybody, and certainly Scotty Bowman and the great success he's had in his career. But like I said, I'd like to think about taking a little bit from everybody. I've had a great experiences with my coaches, but just to name a few, Scotty Bowman certainly, really was a tactical, self-motivated, got the most out of you. And Brian Sutter, a very fair, honest guy, a great motivator. You know, he played the game. He knew what it was to be a pro. Just to name a couple guys, but certainly throughout my career, Ron Wilson was a very technical, tactical guy with the game. And you just try to use all of those experiences that you've had as a player and try to, bring that to your coaching personality.
I take it when you were, you never, did you actually play in the World Junior Championships? as
yes,
a player?
I did. And this is a great story, and I don't know if a lot of people know this, but I was still in high school in 1982, and the World Junior Tournament was held in Minnesota. And it was a great experience because the speed of the game was a lot faster. I thought I could keep up with that part of the game and the thinking part of, I guess you would call it hockey sense. But to take it a step further, you know, USA Hockey gave me an opportunity, and I wasn't drafted yet in late April and May, still a kid in high school. They gave me a two-game exhibition tryout for the national team, and those exhibition games were in Germany. I happened to make that team, which the World Championships were in Tampere, Finland, and I was able to play against some of the best players in the world, and especially the Red Army team, who was pretty much intact from the 1980 Olympics. I have a picture of an overhead of Gretzky and me that was in the paper, and that was just, you know, a great experience. And I think that tournament really told me, hey, I could play with these guys. And as the draft came closer and then eventually assigned, I think that gave me a little bit of a measuring stick of where I was as a player.
What's your take on, I don't know, the mindset's the word, Phil, but the attitude or the confidence that U.S. players have when taking on, say, Canadians and say, Russian players, probably the two predominant hockey nations. Maybe those are the three predominant hockey nations, with all due respect to the European countries. For the longest time, it was either Canada or Russia. But the States in the past 20, 25 years have really carved out a place for themselves in the hockey world. They're a major importer or exporter of players to the National Hockey League, provider, I guess, is the word. What's the attitude of the young men when you're in a room with these guys? The attitude is, hey, we're as good as anyone. We can play with anyone. We don't have to take second place to anyone anymore.
Well, I think, you know, it's like you said, Canada and Russia were extremely the front runners, and they still are to this day. I mean, Canada's record in the World Junior Tournament, the Olympics in recent years, and certainly Russia with their history and tradition. Those two countries produce a tremendous amount of players, and you can see the percentages in the NHL. But USA Hockey has come a long way, and I have to credit them for starting that development program in Ann Arbor. You know, that seemed to really focus on the high-end players. And again, it's not for everybody. Some kids like to stay and play in high school, go to juniors, but within that competition, these kids are maturing, especially at the U18 level, because they're playing Division I hockey games. They're going to Europe three or four times throughout the year, and you can see the maturity at the beginning of the season and then the maturity and the improvement towards the end of the season. And I think that really, when you look at the draft and where these kids are coming from, a lot of those kids are coming from that development program. And the bonus is you're getting the practice with the best players that USA has to offer. But certainly we've made tremendous strides. And you see it, the percentage of players in the NHL, that number continues to increase. And, you know, I think we owe a lot to the 1980 Olympic team, a bunch of amateurs who won the gold medal that really turned a lot of heads, that maybe allowed myself and Tommy Barrasso to make that jump. And they really put USA Hockey on the map. So certainly we've evolved as a country in hockey, but we continue to have to respect the top countries in the world that have provided tremendous talent. And you look at, you know, Russia, Canada, Sweden, Finland, you know, the Slovaks and Czechs, you know, even the Germans these days are top end players. So it's just great to see the game getting better and better every year.
Certainly 1980 stands out because it's one of those moments that really transcended sports, just because of the political and economic times that the world and the United States were going through at the time. But I've noticed, Phil, that the more people you talk to these days, the more you will find that they are pointing to 1996 and the World Cup win for Team USA as another sort of watershed moment for USA Hockey, and maybe a nice departure point for the success that they've had over the last many years. I mean, you guys picked up silver in 2002 and the World Junior program going for a third medal in 4 years. You were part of that 96 team. Do you feel that that was another sort of, you know, sort of watershed spot, watershed moment for USA Hockey?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, 1980 started it and you know, sort of raised some eyes, and then it sort of went along the way, and, you know, we're sort of lost. And then again, I think 1996 reminded the hockey world that U.S. Is generating a lot of good hockey players. And, boy, that was just a great treat to be a part of that team and to be able to come back after being down game one in a three-game series and win the next two games in Montreal was certainly exciting, and I think it really turned the page, if you will, in another history, in the history of USA Hockey, how it's evolved. And, you know, we get a silver medal in 2002 against the great Canadian team, and then again in 2010. So, you know, we're up or near at the top, but we still have a lot of work to do. I mean, the skill level in the Europe and in Russia is so tremendous, and I think we got to go back when we're youth. Is winning as important, or is the skill development part of the game more important? And, you know, you'd like to develop as many kids as you could and provide the skill fundamentals of the game instead of going back as a parent. Or, you know, winning is so important, especially these kids are 8 or 9. You never know. There's so much growing up to do that we have to go back to that. And you just look at the Europeans, they continue to have highly skilled guys and wise because they lessen their games and they focus on the skills. So certainly just to round that question up, we've 1980 was the starting point, 96 was a great addition to 1980, and hopefully we can continue to put a great product out for USA Hockey.
Phil, one more question here as we look towards the World Junior Championship, and that is your staff. Who are some of the guys that you're going to be taking along and working with?
Well, we have a great staff. You know, Jim Johansson has been a part of USA Hockey, executive director, is our general manager. Tim Taylor, who has been just outstanding as a director of player personnel, he really has a good handle on all the kids that are going to be at the evaluation camp in Lake Placid. Marco Siggi, head coach of Ohio State, is one assistant coach. Grant Patoni, his first experience in international competition, but he's been an assistant coach in the University of Minnesota for the last 4 or 5 years. So, you know, I'm very fortunate to have those two guys. Marco Siggi was a part of the 2010 World Junior Gold Medal team, and also with me in 2011 getting a bronze, you know. He has done a tremendous job, and I'm very fortunate to have both of those guys on board.
Phil, we appreciate your time here. Congratulations once again on getting the gig here, and all the best as you guys continue to get ready for the World Juniors.
Okay, thank you guys, and have a great summer.
Well, same to you. Phil Housley, the head coach of Team USA's men's World Junior team. The World Championship will be held in Ufa, Russia this year. So back over to, Asia/Europe.
Yes.
Right?
Eurasia.
Yes, Eurasia. And we'll see how they... It's never an issue in Canada. People get up at all weird hours of the day and night,
sure,
to watch those. But
yeah,
the success that they've had in North America the last couple of years has been huge. And that is one of the reasons why it'll be back very, very soon.